from prospect to profit. Are there gaps in your strategy to connect with prospects or create profit? While we are making a leader or an entrepreneur to do to reduce these gaps, there is one great strategy to help you identify these gaps really quickly. So guys, I apologize for that. Thank you for joining me, guys. I apologize for the technical glitches. You have tuned in to Everyone's Radio with Trudy Barron. Thank you for taking out the line. If you're on your mobile device, the web, or through us, make it out. We bring you topics, programs, and products here for you as a Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys that reward to call. Prosperity is not enticing, but it is within reach. So today's topic is we're looking at a remarkable strategy to ensure that your business is prospect and profit ready. Now, I guarantee you this topic is near and dear to my heart because this is something that I am working on and working on as well. So today we're talking strategy. What's your strategy for going from prospect to profit? Are there any gaps? Strategies are a group of tasks, policies, and approaches that work together to a determined outcome. The dictionary defines as the art of planning and directing overall military operations and movements in a war or battle, or a careful plan or method. Christians have a prophet mandate. I truly believe that we have a duty to bring what God has put under our control to a profitable outcome. So are there any gaps in your strategy to connect with profit or to create a profit? While there are many things that a leader or an entrepreneur can do to reduce their gaps, definitely one strategy that I've identified to help identify those gaps really quickly. And it's a very simple strategy. Are you ready for it? It's basically this. Have a vendor booth at an event or pretend that you're going to. Strategy one more time is have a vendor booth at an event or pretend that you're going to, and here is why. Events are time-bound, so they create this urgency to perform that does not tend to get triggered in our daily grind of our business. The effort to be ready for an event, the volume of immersion during the event, also creates this massive need for activity before, during, and after an event. All the components of deciding which event to participate in, what you will bring to set up your booth, and the process to follow up afterwards with any visitors to your booth will create a physical, tangible way for you to identify any gaps in your system if you're moving strategically. And I'm going to suggest that even if you are operating in the online or digital world, if you still pretend that you're going to a physical vendor event, a live vendor event in a physical place, because sometimes you're going to be face-to-face with a prospect right in front of you who's going to ask you what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and having some kind of brochure or material that you can hand over will only come to be when you think of through a live, tangible situation. If everything for you is online and digital, you truly will have more of these gaps because it is easier to see the process when you are doing it physically and going through a physical process. And so I suggest to you that even if there is an online thing, pretend or actually set up go to a live event and think of all the steps that have to go into that, and those steps can absolutely transfer the online space. So, I have personally had many high-level event experiences in my life. During my tenure with Air Jamaica as an executive in the marketing department, we were at the time owned by the CEO of Sandals Resort. That was in the 1990s.
It's been a little while.
But during that time, it coordinated or participated in many that had top agencies like Bridal Magazine, Virgin Air, and major hotel resorts, and so on. Later on, I was a project coordinator for two international jazz and blues festivals, and I had to help coordinate and invite sponsors who would also set up venues at this event. So I have seen it at a very, very high level. But as an entrepreneur, I've also had to participate in a much reduced budget experience as a participant. But I've also helped other event creators set up their own vendors and sponsor packages for their events. I guarantee that even in the online space, there is a digital strategy for ensuring that you reach your prospects and handle follow-ups for virtual events, even if it's a webinar or a telephonic. The process is really not much different, and in fact, sometimes the physical world gets into the digital experience, and the digital world can benefit from the physical experience. So I hope you'll continue to stay with me as I discuss this process, and to transfer the experience of attending a live event as a vendor or a sponsor to the digital space, and in that whole process, help you identify any gaps in your strategy to help us move from prospect to profit and to be ready for each level of that experience. So if you're on my blog post, I hope you're listening to this audio, and if you're on, because more of what is going to be shared is going to be shared as the audio, but if you're listening to the audio podcast, I do invite you to head on over to my blog post over at trudyrailman.com with the same title, because any links I mention are going to be clickable in my blog post over at trudyrailman.com. Okay, so fact of the matter is, guys, that wherever Jesus was, we read of a crowd. Think of a crowd. He was always interacting with that crowd. Now, he did get some haters, but many loved him. And there was always a follow-up and a follow-through. And this continues today because not only did he have disciples, but we today as Christians are under the Great Commission to go and tell about the good news of the gospel. So there's continuity. There's follow-up. There's follow-through. And I promise you, folks, the Bible remains a practical, relevant guide to success even today. Now, certain events do attract a lot of people, but smaller niche events can also be awesome too. Many events are annual, and year after year, it becomes well known that a crowd will be attending those events. So these events tend to also have an opportunity for vendor booths or sponsorship levels that includes a vendor display area. Now, the bigger events with crowds tend to be pricier than smaller events, but typically there may still offer you more bang for your buck in the long run. I have been to small events that were great, and I have been to large events that were like people, you know. But there's a lot that goes into success in strategy for those events. Strategically, like I said before, attending a live event can be a single experience that truly helps the leader or the entrepreneur quickly identify the gaps in their process from prospect to profit. Even if you have a digital product, you're working in the online space, I guarantee you consider it from a tangible point of view, and you will have far more workable pieces like a puzzle as you put together your whole process from prospect to profit. So, however, having a presence or a vendor booth does not guarantee that you'll have a successful experience or even meet your ideal target market or even break even on your expenses that will make a profit. But the tips I'm about to share with you will improve your chances and lower that risk. So listen in as I build out a may find that having a booth at this, at a boat show, for example, may put you right in front of the audience you're looking for if this is the kind of audience that you're looking for. At the same time, if you are in the boat fishing recreation water sports industry, then clearly you want to be in this niche environment. So whether it is that it's just a large environment that attracts the kind of market you're looking for, or it's a niche environment that attracts a specific market you're looking for, you want to, before you just go to just any old event, you want to look at who is the market you're trying to reach and who is the market that is attracted to this event. If you find a match from the two, you are probably going to be in a good spot. So, for example, photographers will find a benefit being at a bridal show. The second point is you want to position yourself with visibility for maximum exposure. Now, if you're going to a live event, especially the bigger ones, you will pay premium of the more visible spots. These are the spots where traffic flow is at maximum, such as an entryway. If you want any of those spots, prepare to pay premium for it. But even if you're in the online space, it still costs you something to get the maximum exposure that you're looking for. Maybe you invest in in online advertising. Maybe you're investing in pay-per-click advertising. Maybe you are an affiliate with others who are helping to market your program for you in exchange for a commission to them. But the point is, if you want premium exposure, it is going to cost you something. It's going to cost you probably some time or some money or both. The third thing is you want to design a boss booth or landing page. Guys, there's a lot of noise and distraction for your audience. There's a lot of noise and distraction. So you want to design your space or your landing page or whatever it is they're coming to see in a way that attracts attention. Now, live events really give you a real opportunity to have tangible things where they touch and pick it up. But if you're in a digital space or an online space, when I go out to networking events, people will ask me what I do or whatever. I saw one provider who had postcards that had her digital product advertised on it with a unique code that let her know that anybody who took advantage, picked up her little brochure for her online product and put in that code, she knew that she was picking up someone who she met at this particular event. So even though she had an online digital product, she created a tangible physical thing to display that product with a unique tracking code. It can be done. But when you think of being in a live environment, you will think more tangibly, and you will create the kind of thing that helps you move from meeting that prospect through to giving them some way of following up with you. So if you are going to be in front of a prospect, what would you give them? What would you show them? And it really matters. How can they interact with yourself? Which brings us to the next point. You want to make your booth or your landing page interactive. Anytime they just simply have to just walk by and just look, you need them to have a reason to stop and participate. You need to give them something to do. It's, the days of just having a bowl of candy are over because everybody does that. You need to have some interaction for them, some game, some test product, some something. action. 7 reminders for them to have a sense of familiarity with you. And people don't do business with things that they don't have a sense of familiarity with. So a lot of people drop the ball right there. You think, okay, they passed, a phone has passed by their booth, and that's the end of it. No, you need to find a way to continue to interact with them. This is where the digital and the physical space really come together, because you want to have a marketing funnel, some way for that contact information to go into a holding place that over time delivers additional content to that person, even when you're not with them. If you're not familiar with a marketing funnel, I'm going to invite you to connect with me. I do have a link on my blog page for you, for those who are familiar with it, to come to look at a possible way for you to connect with your audience in the follow-up and the follow-through. But otherwise, you know, if you're not familiar with that, then please take advantage of my offer to give you some help or some clarity on what's going on in your operation. I have a link for you to connect with me, or however you found this page, there is a way for you to find me and just tell me that you'd like to schedule your free 30-minute consultation. I will give you complete, full attention, direct answers to your questions, and from there we'll see if it's a fit for us to continue in any kind of relationship beyond that 30 minutes. So guys, I just want to wrap this up by reminding you again, the topic for today, remarkable strategy to ensure that your business goes from prospect to profit ready, and the strategy in particular was going to, or pretending that you're going to, a live event, like having a vendor booth. The whole process of preparing to go, identifying the one to go, what are you going to have at your booth, and how are you going to follow up with those people, whether in a live environment, a digital environment, and considering in a tangible strategy so you can go from start to finish. That events are time-bound. This is why events are so useful. They're time-bound. There is a date. There is a deadline. You've got to show up. You've got to be ready to show up. So events are time-bound. They create this urgency to be ready, to have an effective experience for those who participate, and the whole process of preparing for, participating in, and the post-event activities make up the cumulative activities that make events the perfect strategy for highlighting any gaps in your business as you move from prospect to profit. So for the event to be successful from start to finish, there really are several things that need to be addressed, and if you address them effectively, especially if you think about them in a more tangible way, you are likely to notice where those gaps are in your process much quicker than if you had not planned